Governor Andrew Cuomo has made several changes to his budget plan by making 30-day amendments. As Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports, the amendments range from imposing a teacher evaluation plan on New York City to cutting the cost of hunting licenses.
Cuomo amended his budget to impose a teacher evaluation system on New York City schools. The Bloomberg administration and the teachers' union failed to reach agreement by a January deadline set by the governor, and the city stood to lose hundreds of millions of dollars in school aid.
You will have this law in perpetuity. If there's ever a year that the state doesn't have a teacher evaluation plan, this law would kick in.
Cuomo says also in the future, all school districts in the state will continue to have to complete a teacher evaluation agreement or risk losing some state aid. The governor will also require that around 2,800 gas stations on evacuation routes be wired for generators and make agreements to get a generator quickly if there's a disaster.
One of the issues we learned the hard way, it's not as easy as just having a generator brought to the gas station, because we did that. The gasoline station has to be wired to accept that generator. And that takes time, and it takes a professional electrician, so you can't really do that in the aftermath of a storm.
The state will reimburse gas stations up to $10,000 to pay for the electrical wiring. The governor will also cut the price for fishing and hunting licenses by up to one-third. He says it has nothing to do with the recent strict gun control laws enacted in New York that has angered some hunters. The governor saw his first significant drop in public opinion polls after he championed the passage of the gun control laws in mid-January. And to comply with federal requirements on Medicaid reimbursement, Cuomo will have to trim the health care portion of the budget, says Budget Director Robert Megna.
That would require additional state resources of $500 million.
$120 million would be cut from services to the disabled. $380 million would be taken out by adjusting the spending cap on Medicaid programs. A report by a congressional subcommittee found that New York has been overbilling the federal government for services for the disabled for decades. It found the state was overpaid by an estimated $15 billion over this year. The adjustment in the new budget does not address the previous overcharges, Cuomo says. One item that's staying in the governor's budget for now is a proposal to raise the state's minimum wage to $8.75 an hour. Although in recent days, the governor has been dampening expectations that Republicans in the state Senate will agree to the measure. Cuomo says President Obama's proposal to raise the federal minimum wage to $9 an hour has given opponents an out.
It makes the discussion more complicated because the Senate now says, well, if the president is going to raise the minimum wage, why should we raise the minimum wage on the state level? Let's just wait for the federal increase.
The governor says while a minimum wage increase might not make it into the final state budget, which is due April 1st, he predicts there will be a deal closer to June 1st, when the legislative session is due to wind down. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.